everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. I'm at the tail end of a 10-day fellowship at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. If you don't know about Hillsdale, it's a small Christian college, very highly regarded. It's famous in the conservative world, but until you're here, I don't think it's exactly clear why. I taught a persuasive writing class to journalism students, and they were just so bright and wise. Everyone dresses up for school, no pajamas. I don't even think I saw jeans now that I think about it. They look you in the eye when they talk to you, and I've realized that I need to work on my handshake. But what was really impressive is that so many of them have the complete picture in their heads of how they want their lives to go. I mean, look, I'm not naive. Not everything works out the way you imagine it will in college. But I have to say that their imagination far exceeds where my imagination was in college. I was one step at a time, just thinking about my first job out of college. You know, I'll see where it goes, see where life takes me. And I don't see that in them at all. I see them as very focused on the future. One girl asked me for career advice. She was choosing between two job offers. I asked her, where do you see yourself in 15 years? You know, dream big, anything. 8 p.m., you know, slot on cable news, whatever a journalism student might possibly want, the biggest dream. And she said, in 15 years, I want to be with my family. She's going places, this girl, obviously, very obviously. But in the long term, she's picturing being with her kids. Now, that doesn't mean she's going to give up working if she doesn't want to. But she's already maneuvering her life to achieve that end result. I mean, I was very impressed. I talk to my kids a lot about how I want them to get married and have children, really above all. I mean, certainly above career. And I think it's the most important part of a successful life. But now I'm realizing it has to be more than just telling them. It's showing them how to plan for that. And I definitely plan to implement that in my own life. I'm leaving Hillsdale thinking about how college kids don't have to be dour and full of anxiety. I saw such joyful kids here, and they're super normal before anyone thinks otherwise. They do all the same things college kids do, you know, mostly. But they're interesting and interested, and there's really no reason that college kids elsewhere can't be the same. We're big on say the words here on the Carol Markowitz Show. Don't assume kids will just know. Tell them. The Hillsdale kids have obviously heard the words, and you can tell it's made all the difference. Coming up next, an interview with Frank Fleming. Join us after the break.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. My guest today is Frank Fleming. He's a scripted creator for Daily Wire and the Bent Key Kids shows. Hi, Frank.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
It's so nice to have you. I feel like I've known you a really long time on the internet, and this is the first time I think we've ever seen each other face to face.
Oh, yeah. My wife says hi, by the way.
Oh, I love your wife. So actually, that's a great place to start. I think you and your wife met on the early internet. Is that right?
It was back when I was doing my blog, IMAO.
Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, that one's quite a story.
I like that one.
It was one of those like harebrained schemes that actually worked out. at the time, I was making some money selling t-shirts through a website. Mm-hmm. Thought, oh, nice to have like a model like on the shirts. And so I had a contest for someone, my readers, to be the t-shirt model, hoping maybe I had an attractive person who liked all of the show. And then I went with a bunch of other judges, and they had people send in photos, and someone was the obvious winner to me, but she actually only won by 1 point, and that's we ended up marrying a while. We ended up dating soon after. Our first date actually invited me to go hike.
It's just that easy, you know?
Yeah. invited me to go hike the Grand Canyon with her. Mm-hmm. And then we got dating and eventually married and now have 4 kids, so. That's one of those like,
you know, have a t-shirt contest on your blog and marry the winner. It's funny because there's this like meme that single people have. It's like, do married people feel like they caught the last chopper out of Nam? Have you seen that?
Yeah. I it does seem pretty crazy these days, but I guess I didn't do a lot of regular type dating.
But that story seems very last chopper out of Nam. Like, I don't, I don't know that that's like possible anymore. Do you?
Yeah. It was different world, different time with the way blogs were. Those feel like kind of faded now, and you got the Substacks and Twitter or X.
Well, I think all the blogs, you know, I feel like all the really good bloggers got kind of co-opted into the mainstream media that we so, you know, pretended to hate. but everybody kind of got hired, right? Isn't that was sort of the end of it? The big media outlets picked up all the bloggers that they liked, and that was that.
Yeah, it was a very, democratization of media. I mean, a lot, I'm someone I never would have tried to get in the media normally, but mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I can just write online and maybe pick up an audience. I'm also, I think, an example of, you know, why a lot of conservatives don't get into the media, because, you know, I was going to do a responsible job, work as a computer programmer. And it's just, oh, but since I was able to do this on the side, I was able to eventually, you know, build up my writing skills and resume. Before then, it was a lot harder.
Yeah. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
Well, I mean, I'd be a computer programmer. So, I mean, that was my full job just a few years ago still. Mm-hmm. I mainly wrote on the side. It's not quite the first time working as a full-time writer. I worked with a production company called Emergent Order. That's what moved me to Texas. I actually did a lot of tech with them. I did some VR video and apps and stuff, along with writing like web series and things for them. Mm-hmm. That when that didn't work out, eventually I was with them 2 years. I was kind of happy just to get back in a regular tech job. I was kind of happy to do that right on the side, because then I don't have to worry about if my writing's that good or if any get an audience. If it gets an audience, great. If not, I'm not depending on it for, like, you know, to feed my family or anything.
Right.
Eventually end up with this opportunity with Daily Wire to work on television shows with mm-hmm. friends of mine. And so it's like, well, I couldn't really pass that up,
right.
So.
Yeah.
So they kind of pulled me back in.
When I ask people the question, like, what would you be doing if it wasn't this? It's always like these, like, crazy answers, you know, like, I'd be a baker, or I like to say that I'd be a DJ. I really enjoy, you know, playing music for people. But you're like, no, I'd go back to being a computer programmer.
It was so crazy, because I thought I achieved my balance, especially after I left the Babylon Bee. I was like, okay, I'll do a paid Substack. I'll write just what I like and mm-hmm. not care how big an audience it gets. It's like, I'll find writing on the side. I'll write some novels. People read them. If they don't, doesn't matter. Because I really liked actually my job I had programming. A great boss, owner of it. And he really appreciated me. I appreciated him. And it's just like, okay, make money from that. Do writing on the side and, you know, support your family, feel happy. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of crazy me to leave a job I really liked, but it's just, yeah, this was such a unique opportunity to start, you know, I always would want to write for TV shows. I just never imagined I have the opportunity. Cause again, I'm not someone who was going to fly down to Hollywood and,
right.
Go all in there, especially now, you know, family, 4 kids, it's just, you have to be a little bit more, you know, look before I leave.
So what is Bentke doing that's different in the children's, like, TV show space?
They're just trying to be something you can trust. You know, you don't have to pre-screen all these things and make sure what kind of stuff they're putting in there. I think that's really just, you know, they what we would normally call agenda free.
No agenda. Parent, why not?
Yeah. As a parent, I appreciate that, because it feels like all the new stuff out there, I got to look into it and see if what sort of things are putting into there. And the idea with Bentke is, you know, you don't have to worry about that.
Do you feel like you've made it?
That's an interesting question. Cause it's like, I thought I made it when I finally, you know, reached my, peace with what it's like, oh, I'll be a computer programmer during the day. I'll write if it's okay. Cause that's where it's like, I've been through a long journey, where it's like, oh, I really want to be a novelist. I really want to be a columnist. Mm-hmm. And, I kind of learned some lessons there. Cause for a while I was like writing for the New York Post and I felt like, oh, that's made it. But I realized as soon as I got there, I was like, well, what do I do next?
Right.
It's like, oh, this is, you know, there is no end to this. And so I thought I achieved my peace. But now I'm off, in my 40s in a completely different field than I thought I'd be in. So I kind of have to relearn and seeing where this is going. It kind of feels weird to say like I made it now. It's a little too exciting for that. I don't know where things are going.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back on the Carol Markowitz Show.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
So I've known you, like we talked about, you know, from the early blog days, and but I reached out to you to come on the show when you tweeted something. I'm going to read your tweet that I thought was really interesting, and I wanted to talk to you about it. So you tweeted about capitalism first, and you wrote, "Capitalism is not the problem. You're just 100 times whinier than your ancestors, despite being 100 times more privileged. And that's also not capitalism's fault. It's your spiritual paucity that leaves you in a state where you can be handed riches the kings of old couldn't dream of, but still be miserable." But then your follow-up tweet is really why I contacted you. And it was, "Many things change, but if you're looking to fill the emptiness inside you, the answer hasn't changed in thousands of years." So what is it? What's the answer?
To me, it's, you know, I'm a Christian. I feel like that's where it centers all my life. And it's just like, it feels like a lot of, you know, what the world is these days is trying to replace what we used to have spiritually with something else. And I look at a lot of, like, you know, the values and things we have these days, which usually they started as religious values, and mm-hmm. then they just try to say, oh, now they're universal values. You don't have to have any basis for it. We just believe them. But I feel like that's just not fulfilling enough for people, and that leads them in odd directions. And that's where it's like, you know, they make these religious battles instead, you know, capitalism's the devil for some people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they try to fill these voids with other things, but it's just, you know, while the world's changed a lot in thousands of years, if you're looking to be fulfilled, I don't feel like, you know, that's changed. You have to focus on the spiritual. You have to focus on what you have. It's like, you know, let's talk about, like, the capitalism and sort of the ingratitude people have. It's like, mm-hmm. we have all these things people, of course, thousands of years couldn't imagine, you know, little box in your pocket. You can pull up any information in the world from. And it's just, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, well, I mean, that would amaze me, you know, when I was a kid, you know,
yeah.
And it's, but, you know, this does not give us fulfillment. And if you want fulfillment, you have to learn to be happy with what you have and be amazed and gratitude, you know, have the gratitude for what you already have and not be constantly looking for, like, you know, what you don't or what else you think you need, or you're just going to end up like, you know, a little hamster in a wheel,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of thinking you're moving towards something, but you're never going to get there. Because, you know, I feel like what everybody really is trying to get to is the same thing. And that's the, you know, the spiritual fulfillment, you know, me, it's, you know, it's being what God intended you to be. You know, you have a real person you're trying to be, and it's, you know, you got to look more inward and spiritually to find that.
Has having kids changed you in that way or in any way?
I feel that that's a major change to everybody. You know, I know we're in a world now where people seem to put less value on kids. I know there's a lot of, like, shrinking mm-hmm. population. It's kind of crazy to me, because, like, when we had our first kid, it's like, oh, this is so amazing. And it's like, wonder what we'll get with the next one. And it's, and it, you know, we've had, you know, four kids and our amazing journey. Our fourth one, he has Down syndrome, which was, you know, was a new thing to deal with, but it's just, you know, it's, you know, they're just such, you know, joy and fulfillment, you know, to all these, all your kids. And it's, and it, but the big change is what I feel is a big problem with society is we're very self-centered. We're about self-fulfillment and things. And I was kind of mentioning that, but I figured the irony of self-fulfillment is you can't be looking on your own needs. You have to learn how to look out for, if you're always just trying to get focus on your own wants, I feel like that's the easiest path to misery. If you try to focus on someone else's wants or needs, that can really help you. And of course, with children, you have to learn to not put yourself at, you know, at the top. You have to, you know, have other people, you know, it's, that's who you're looking to help out and not just yourself. And I think that's probably the biggest change of becoming a parent. I mean, it starts when you get married, but when you have kids, I mean, that's it's a bigger change. It's, I always liked, I think his name is Jonathan Colton. He's like a musician. He had this song called You Ruined Everything, which was about his daughter being born. It's about how she destroyed his life.
I never heard that.
But now it's better. But it's like, and it's like, and he, I like how he compared becoming a parent to like becoming a vampire, where you just, your old self's destroyed and you're something different and stronger now. And I think that's what you have to be.
It's quite a comparison. So what would you say is our largest like cultural or societal problem? Or have you already gotten into that? Is it that self-centeredness?
Yeah, I think that that's quite a heavy question. Yeah, I think I'll stick to the theme. But I also like to think about it, it's the gratitude, because we have so much in society we didn't have before. But people still want to feel like this is the worst of times and they're the biggest victims and no one wants to like, you know, it's funny all the talk about privilege, but no one really wants to recognize like everybody in society now is just hugely privileged to like everybody else who's existed.
Yeah.
Always one of my favorite Babylon Bee articles I wrote was one called Average Person Whines More Today in 1 Week Than a Person Born During the Black Plague Did During Their Entire Lives. But it's just like we don't have perspective. We have, we're constantly just finding the faults of things. And it's just, you know, that again, it's just like if you're looking for happiness, you have to recognize what you have and have gratitude for all the things you have. And that's, you know, that's a fight each day. You know, it's like, it's one thing I've come to realize is I'm, you know, talk about have you made it? I think I'm in a special period of my life, which, you know, have my family, I have my four kids, we all go do stuff together. Eventually, you know, someone get old and move away. And then, you know, so this is, it's possibly the best period of my life right now. And it's just, you know, you have to, you know, recognize that each day and try to embrace that.
Yeah. It's hard to appreciate when you're in it, but you know, when I'm away from my kids, I immediately like want to get back to them. And when I'm with them, obviously they, you know, they could be difficult or whatever. But it's when you're in these happy times, like to know that you're in those happy times and to hold on to it is tougher than it sounds.
Yeah. I guess what helped is I had, you know, one of those things that gives you some perspective. I had a health scare recently where, you know, it was really found out I had some tumors and you know, it was really, it didn't know exactly how bad it was at the beginning and really had to think about, you know, what if I'm going to die in like the next year? And, and you know, kind of the hardest thing about that is like, you know, I feel like, you know, spiritually, you know, I'd be ready for such a thing, but it's just what you leave behind. Cause I had, you know, four kids, I think three of them at least would have left them something, you know, in memory, you know, how I was, but, my youngest, with Down syndrome was like, I don't think he'd remember anything. And the only thing I could do for him was to stick around. And so, you know, just knowing, now that, you know, it's like, I think we're through the woods on that. Doesn't look like have any, you know, major health problems anytime soon. So it's really, come to appreciate just, you know, just life and knowing you got, you know, being able to look ahead and not, you know,
I'm glad to hear that.
Not being so uncertain whether you actually be around.
I mean, I think all of your kids are adorable, but whenever I see your youngest, like, I smile. He is just this full of joy kid. He's really beautiful and just, I don't know. He always lights up my day when I come across his picture.
Yeah, he's very much a little bundle of joy. I mean, he can't sugarcoat it. He's difficult. He's, you know, at five, he's still like a toddler, and he's in very destructive mode now, where it's just like you don't pay attention to him for a minute, he'll get into anything. But it's the love there and just the beauty of him is just, you know, it's hard to describe to other people. And it's just his siblings just adore him. It's like we don't have favorite kids, but the kids all currently have a favorite sibling, and they just and it's, you know, and that helps a lot, because, you know, I know he's going to need extra help, and it's nice to know he has his brother and sisters there.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. So end here with your best tip for my listeners on how they can improve their lives. I know we talked a lot about, you know, the different things that people, you know, how they could be more grateful, but do you have like an overarching tip for people to make their lives better today?
I think just one thing I started to do recently is just beginning of my work day, I say a prayer, and just to try to center on, you know, what's important and things, because when you sit down and pray, I feel like realize what things I'd ask for that aren't really important versus, you know, what's really, you know, the important things. And I always like to it's one of the 7 habits highly successful people had. There's a few good things in there. One was like, always start with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. And that's when it's like, you know, I really want to be a novelist. I really want to be successful and writer. I realize, you know, think of the end, like, what do you want people to say at your funeral? And I wouldn't care, you know, if people said, oh, he's a really good writer and stuff, but like, you know, my kids to say, you know, he was a good father, and, you know, my wife to say, you know, someone strong, supportive for her. And I think it's, you know, it's good every day to reflect on the blessings you have, and then, you know, and what you're really aiming for.
That was really good. You know, I think of you, I mean, obviously as a very funny guy, and you're on Twitter, and you're a comedy writer, and you just, and this has been a really funny, you know, not funny, but very deep, non-funny conversation where I feel like we got into some real, you know, deep things. It's just interesting to see somebody's personality off of Twitter. And
it hasn't really been a great sales pitch for like, hey, this is a funny guy.
He's really funny.
Really gonna make you
laugh. You should follow Frank Fleming on Twitter. He's hilarious and his writing is really funny. But, you know, look, we got to be serious sometimes too. And we covered a lot of serious ground here. So thanks so much for coming on, Frank. Love talking to you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Carol Markowitz Show. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.